We are back on the KYMN Morning Show. It's 8:35. Joining us now, we have a couple of guests in studio from the Northfield Branding Committee. We have Jennifer Sawyer and Katie Warren joining us. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk branding today. And I guess before we even do that, let's kind of go back to square one. And let's talk about what branding and marketing is and what it can mean to really any product, any city, anything you want to sell. Who wants to start?
I'll start. So my background is in marketing. I'm the chief marketing officer at St. Olaf, and I think you have a few seconds to make a first impression. Anything does, a product, a company, a city. So what are you going to try to leave somebody with? What's the impression you want to make? And what do you think is the most relevant, salient idea that you want to express? And I think that's the goal of what we're trying to do. I think a lot of people have so much passion and energy for Northfield. And we have so many different ways of expressing that. And we have kind of this broad mix of different things that Northfield does. What we're trying to look for is what's that shorthand message? What's that thing that we can say that really represents Northfield and gets people excited and really proud of being part of Northfield?
Now, when we talk, what is that thing? Are we talking a slogan like Cows, Colleges, and Contentment? Are we talking like a letterhead or a sign, or is all that involved?
Yeah, we really think about it as what are all the different touch points and how can we have some consistency for how we express Northfield? I think the logo is something we want to take a look at. Is there a theme line or a slogan? We've talked a lot about Cows, Colleges, and Contentment, as you might imagine. And that's kind of been the default, right? If you say what is the idea that comes to mind when you think of Northfield or a theme line, that is what people will play back to you. So I think we're just looking at, is that still the right thematic? What does that say to people? Does that really represent what Northfield aspires to be and what we are now? So that's all part of the process.
All right.
I might add, too, Michelle Mahowell is leading this charge as our director of communications. And I love how she says, what stories do we tell ourselves about the town that we live in? And what stories do we tell others? And so Katie and Bob Thacker's on our committee as well, these branding experts, have helped us understand that those are all elements and pieces that help deliver a grander story, a story that we all love.
All right. Let's go back just a little bit more before you get into your findings and what some of the things that you discussed. At what point who decided Northfield needs to be rebranded? Is that something that everyone should do every now and then or every organization should do? Where was the idea and how did it develop into a committee?
Yeah, actually, I think it came from the city council and conversations that they had had. I think that it is something that, brands get stale. And so every 5 years, it's not a bad idea to take a step back and say, what are we communicating? What is this still relevant to the audiences that we care about? And I think they've seen just such a mix of different ways that Northfield's being expressed right now across all these different departments and saying, how do we unify things? How do we bring things together? How do we have a rally cry that everybody can get excited about for Northfield?
There might have also been an additional layer of the Arts and Culture Commission has been working so hard on creating some beauty and some culture around our city. And I think there might have been some dialogue and some rich material that the city council drew from to bring us to this day.
So they got a committee together, and I'm presuming that's people who are marketing branding experts. Who all's on the committee? Who makes it up?
Ah, good question. Well, it's really, I love this because the city's so inclusive. So with Michelle Mahowell being our director of communication, it's also Mayor Pownell is directly involved, and so is the city administrator, Ben Martag, and their leadership has been terrific. Then they assembled a group of branding experts, which I am not. However, I've had the opportunity to be a part of Northfield Sesquicentennial. I chaired that with Dan Freeman years ago and have been a part of some Northfield celebrations. so I think they're bringing people who absolutely love this town together, branding experts. We have Natalie from the library here on our committee. Mm-hmm. We have so many people. We have people from Neuger. We have Tammy Enfield from Brand Yourself. So we have...
All right.
Right. A lot of expertise.
Yeah. It sounds like a very good committee. The mayor was in about a week or two ago, and she had asked if she could come in and ask me some questions. And I have no idea who it was about, but it was about the branding. Mm-hmm. And she brought in the sheet that has all the different logos that the different departments and different areas of the town have. Not really very cohesive there at right. all. I'm sure that's probably one of the first things you noticed.
Yeah, and that's really the goal of this work, is to have an identity that can work across all these different departments and have more consistency for how it's reflected. And I think when you say brand, everybody thinks logos. Like, that's mm-hmm. immediately what they go to. And certainly that's a part of this this work, but it's also like, what is it that we want to express to people? What is the key message that we want to have? What's the elevator pitch we want to have ready for when we're talking to a friend who might consider moving to Northfield or might want to come here to visit? So that's really what we're trying to do with this work.
Okay, so let's talk about the committee and the work that you've done and the things that you found. Tell us about it.
So we started off with these stakeholder interviews, and everybody on the committee took a list of names or organizations. And so we've just gone out and met one-on-one with a broad array of different constituents in Northfield, just to have some conversations about what they think Northfield's strengths are, what they think makes Northfield unique, what do they think is getting in the way or a barrier for Northfield to continue to grow and to thrive. And then based on those conversations, we're actually doing a survey, an online survey that is being programmed as we speak. And Northfield will be pushing that out to everybody on their social platforms, on their website, so that we can get as much input as possible before we move to the design phase and to the creative phase. Because I think having that foundation of insight from everybody in the community is really important, and we want to be as inclusive as possible throughout the process.
Now, you had mentioned cows, colleges, and contentment, and there's been a lot of discussion on that. You know, not long after I moved to Northfield, we changed it for a while from cows, colleges, and contentment to Northfield, a special place. And nobody liked that. We decided to go back to cows, colleges, and contentment because it's at least unique to Northfield. There's no other town. There's a lot of special places out there. This is no other cows, colleges, contentment. The things that you talked about within the committee, tell us about that. And have you come up with anything, or what? Where are you?
Yeah,
at there?
That'll actually be kind of the next phase of this work. Once we get input from folks, and we're actually asking about cows, colleges, and contentment within the survey to try to understand, you know, how familiar is everybody with it and how relevant do they think it is for Northfield? I think, you know, it's certainly on the table. I think it's been around since like 1920 or something like that. I can't forget. Like,
we're all trying to research what the cow is.
The Northfield Historical Society actually did some research on it. Yes. And it turns out it's been around for a really long time. And so it has some equity. Obviously, it has recall. People remember it. I think it's, how are we leveraging it? How are we sort of bringing it to life potentially in a new way? And I think that's part of the next phase of the work that we're going to be doing.
All right. What are some of the other, has the committee right now, have they done all their work? Are you ready to, you know, pass it on to whatever comes next on this whole branding thing? Or do you still have some work to do?
We have a lot of work to do. This will probably be a year and a half program. And so right now we're gathering and discovery and inviting people a part of the conversation. And then, as Katie mentioned, we'll go into phase two of design and looking for a professional partner to help lead that design work, which I am assuming will take quite a bit of time, and then coming back out to the community and sharing it. And then there's the last part, as we talked about, how do we tell our stories? So hopefully there'll be a training component at the very, very end to say, how do we tell our stories to get people to come visit here, to bring a business here, to move here? So I think that's going to be a long journey.
I think it's time now for our quiz.
Yes. Okay, Jeff, the power of branding. So I have three cities here, and I am curious if you can name, based on the brand, what city this is. So let's do an easy one first. What happens in blank stays in blank.
Vegas.
There you go. How about this one? The city that never sleeps.
Is that Vegas again? That would be New York, isn't
it? There you go. Okay. See the power of branding. And lastly, this one's a little bit more challenging, the Music City.
Music City would be Nashville?
Absolutely.
All right, three for three.
You get an award. So you can see the power of branding.
Yeah, and those are all just very simple things, too. I mean, just it kind of encapsulates the whole feel of each location within just a few words.
Yeah, and really what's the benefit it's trying to convey to you, right? So the Music City, that's like, wow, okay, I can go there and get steeped in music and have that kind of experience. With Vegas, it's like, I can let my hair down and go a little crazy. So that's kind of what we're trying to find is what's that thing that really gets people excited and really does a nice job of synthesizing the impact Northfield has. Because we all know it's so unique and amazing because we live here. But I think a lot of, if you're not from Northfield, they don't always get it, right? And so how do we arm ourselves with that way of communicating what Northfield's all about.
Yeah. I like the music component. The Music City really describes that. Maybe we could trade them a few cows for that, or something like that. Okay. So the next step would be in the process. Are you going to start working with a design company now or start that selection?
The immediate next step is we are hoping that Northfield will really embrace this branding project and that they will respond. There's going to be a lot of ways to have access to this survey. It'll take about how many minutes? Maybe
I think 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from everyone. And so that's the very next step is the next month or two we'll be gathering data.
All right. Well, let us know. We'd be glad to post a link on our website. Glad to talk to you, people about that. It sounds like an interesting time. I like that you got to take a look and see if what I'm doing is the right thing. Every now and then, it's like, yeah, I guess we're heading in the right direction. So we wish you the best of luck. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about branding and the rebranding of Northfield?
No, just what an engaged community we live in. We're so lucky. So we have a great story to tell.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to have you on again a little further on down the process see what you've come up with.
Awesome.
That sounds great,
Jeff.
Right. Thank you.
Jennifer Sawyer and Katie Warren, once again, with the Northfield Branding Committee.